Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Swedish trio known as Peter, Björn, and John burst onto the scene 10 years ago with their hit song, Young Folks, which featured the best use of whistling since Billy Joel's The Stranger. This year, Peter, Björn, and John are both marking the 10th anniversary of this song and moving on from it with a whole new batch of catchy songs on a new album called Breaking Point. Actually, there's a bit of whistling on one of the new tunes, as you'll hear in a few minutes. Now, John, the group's drummer, is injured and not here, so Peter and Björn have worked up some interesting duo versions of some of their new songs, and we'll begin with one called Nostalgic Intellect. It's Peter, Björn, and John, minus John, live on Soundcheck.
Stop in my arms, all tied up with a single.
That is a song called Nostalgic Intellect. It's from the new album by Peter Buren and John, the record called Breaking Point. But you just heard a live performance by only Peter and Buren here in the Soundcheck studio. That's Peter Morin on voice and guitar and whistling. Peter, good to see you again.
Nice to see you, John.
And Buren Itling playing our piano instead of the bass.
Yes.
He took one look at our Steinway and said, the hell with the bass and the pedals and the effects. I'm playing the Steinway.
Yeah, it's a nice piano. You can't say anything else than that.
Yeah. So, and a bit of backing vocals as well. So the third member of the trio, John Erickson, so he's hurt, Peter? He's injured?
Not injured, not like he's in a hospital, but we played five shows in a row, and you know, he's got a hard job.
Yeah, the drummer.
The drummer, yeah.
So if you've got a shoulder thing happening.
Yeah, and he has to rest sometimes. So, yeah.
All right. So how do you deal with that? I mean, I guess you just have to power through when you're on the road. I mean, it's not like a football team where someone gets hurt and you have the substitute bench and you can pull somebody off of that.
No. I mean, we had a problem with that before, and then we had to bring in a guy to play the 16-beat hi-hat patterns because he couldn't do. But it was it's hard. You just have to keep going.
Yeah. Now, speaking of getting hurt, I wanted to ask you guys about the video you did for the song Dominoes.
Yeah.
Which seems like a recipe for disaster. A whole bunch of people knocking each other down like human dominoes. We'll hear the song in a little while, but how did that happen? And Peter, did anyone actually get hurt?
Well, there was quite a few bruises and, you know, blue little things. What would you call them?
Yeah. When it's like welts and bruises.
Yeah. But nothing more serious than that. There's a person falling out of a window, but I haven't seen him again.
No.
But apart from that, it's all fine.
Yeah. There is one moment. I mean, the video is funny in a very dry, droll way. except for the part where someone falls out of a 10-story window. That's just like silly.
Yeah. No, but it was really fun making it. And my favorite scene is, because we did it all in Stockholm, and of course there was a whole lot of people falling, as you can see, but also the three of us are falling in different scenes. And my favorite scene is when we went, just when we had wrapped all the whole filming late in the evening, and the director said, let's go into the subway train.
Yeah.
And we're a bunch of people, and I'm there as well. And we just did it once and then went back, and that's the take that's in the video. And you can see the faces around us in the subway train, like, what the fuck? Why are they doing this? Why are they falling?
That is
it's so spontaneous.
Yeah, you know? My favorite scene in the video as well. Yeah. It is on our website at soundcheck.org. Definitely worth checking out. You know, a lot of the characters in these new songs, a lot of them are hurting. You know, There's the one who's hungover in Do-Si-Do. There's the one, you know, they're sleeping in separate beds and Love Is What You Want. And yet all of this kind of pain is happening. It's clothed in this really up-tempo, buoyant pop music.
Yeah, that's the perfect mix. It's the magical mix, you know. It's the recipe for good pop music, I guess, or you know, it's nice to have different layers. I kind of like songs that are really sounding sad as well, but have a happy lyric. It's
right.
Always nice to have these contrasts where you don't get it immediately. It's always nice.
So have you guys ever done like just weepy, melancholy ballads that are, you know, where the music is just as sad as the lyric?
Maybe some.
Yeah, but it's...
I'm hard-pressed to think of one.
Yeah, there might be some old B-side or something.
The thing is, we always like a little bit of a groove, too, so it's...
Right.
We can never sort of, like, keep playing just strumming.
Yeah. So let me ask you about, I mean, Nostalgic Intellect. Peter, you are doing the whistling. You know, that became such a kind of a sonic identifier of the band 10 years ago with young folks. Did you feel like that was something you needed to then stay away from for a while?
We did, actually. We put in some whistling on this instrumental record we did called Seaside Rock, but no one noticed that there was whistling there. But apart from that, we kind of, yeah, we definitely didn't want to do it for a while. But then we realized that it was 10 years ago this year that we put out Young Folks. So I thought that's why we sneaked it in on this record, like a little tribute anniversary thing. Which is a nice touch, you know.
Yeah.
And we like whistling because it's something we do anyway. I whistle in the shower. And
it's kind of like it's actually a good tool writing songs too. It's like if you don't have to hum all the time and make up words, or if you want to instead of singing, you know, it's a good sounding instrument, we think.
Yeah. So it was 10 years ago that Young Folks kind of put Peter, Bjorn, and John on the map. And, you know, sometimes when bands have a song that's a real hit, you know, they feel a little ambivalent about it. You guys seem to, you know, you still play the song. You're celebrating the anniversary of it.
Yeah, we do. I mean, especially I think now we've been doing really good versions of it because we've been having some extra musicians with us, and Freja Drakenberg, who's been singing the song with me, and obviously it's a duet, so it's usually better with an extra singer, because that's how we wrote it. And I also think it fits well with these new songs, so maybe it fits better with this batch of songs than the Gimme Some album, or, you know. So it's, right now it feels really good to play it, you know.
Well, the new album's called Breaking Point, and it is out now. And I mentioned, you know, that it's like one really infectious, catchy song after another. The two that you're going to play for us are probably my two favorites off the record, and the one that you're going to play now is the title track, right?
Yeah.
All right, so is this also, I mean, are we, once again, is our narrator kind of suffering through this absolutely enjoyable music?
Well, obviously now when we're doing this piano version, it's a bit more downbeat.
You know,
it gets a bit more ballady. But, yeah, I mean, the person here is a bit, what do you call it? It's been through some rough times and it's a bit jaded and, you know, not knowing what to expect from the future. But it's the secret story about it is that it's about expecting a child, you know, and like what will happen now? Is this new person gonna fuck it up more, or is it gonna fix it, or like how much pressure can we put on that, you know?
Yeah.
So that's sort of what. So there's hope, I guess.
Was there a new arrival, an impending arrival when you were writing the song?
Yes.
And.
Yes. They turned up. Yeah.
they all showed up.
We haven't settled yet. Let's see when we get a little older.
Yep. All right. But I have to tell you, you know, who they are at 6 months old, that's who they are. You know, you'll know who. You'll know pretty quickly who they are. All right, you want to play the song for us?
Sure.
Yes. All right, Peter Moren back on guitar, Bjorn Ittling making his way back to our bass, rather to our piano in lieu of his bass. Once again, Peter, Bjorn, and John playing today without John. These duo versions of some of the songs from their new record called Breaking Point. This is the title track live on Soundcheck.
Small step for humanity, a giant step for me.
I've been waiting for your kick to set me free. I saw it in Jesus, saw it in Superman. Got it from whiskey like any loser can. Been running on empty, I leave it all in your hands. Now show me what to do, I'm listening to you. You've been hiding in the bosom of my dream. Now the clock sets the scene. We've been eagerly waiting your entree. What to do? What to say? All the trivialities are out of focus. All I really wish is you'll be doing fine. I saw it in Jesus, saw it in Superman. Got it from whiskey like any loser can. Been running on empty, I leave it all in your hands. Now show me what to do, I'm listening to you.
Wow, that is a really different sounding version of Breaking Point, the title track from the latest Peter Bjorn and John record. Very different because only two of the three are performing it here in the Soundcheck studio today. Peter Moren singing, playing guitar, Bjorn Ittling at our piano and singing as well. And boy, that version really opens it up. You know, there's a lot of space in it.
Yeah, thank you.
I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. And I was asking before, have you written any actual sort of sad songs, ballads, without the kind of the propulsive drumming that John brings to the table and without the big production, the sound around it?
I think there are some early records, there are some of those.
Yeah.
Like that maybe people haven't heard.
Yeah, and also it's when you write the stuff, it's not set in stone like how it's going to be something. I mean, that's just like because we like that. I mean, the songs in itself you can probably make all very depressive.
Right, yeah. Right.
And boring. And maybe Johnny Cash would do not boring, sorry, but I mean downbeat, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the downbeat version of Breaking Point sounds pretty great.
Thank you.
Nicely done, guys. So talking about writing the songs, I mean, like virtually all Swedish quote-unquote pop acts, you guys write in English. Although you, Peter, have done a whole album of songs in Swedish, which seems to be somewhat unusual.
I've done two, actually, and I'm coming with a third one pretty soon. But I mean, in Sweden, it's very common to sing in Swedish. I would say like the biggest artists in Sweden, they sing in Swedish.
So the biggest artists in Sweden are not the same as the big Swedish artists outside of Sweden?
Mostly not, no. Ah. It's kind of two different things.
For example, the Roxette guy, Per Gessle, he's got a Swedish band who, if they just do anything, like, I don't know, you know, eat sausage or whatever, you know, I don't know what we can do. But everybody comes and just loves that. So that's that's one of the bigger acts. But he sings in Swedish about like going fishing, gå fiska, you know, stuff like that.
All right. You know, but here we've got a steady diet of robins and we call her Tove Lo, but I'm sure it's Tove Lo or something like that. And, you know, all of them singing in English. Yeah. And, you know, when I've asked some of these people why they do that, they say, well, in Sweden, the language of pop music is English.
Well, it is everywhere, I would say. But,
yeah.
And we listen a lot to, I mean the big artists that we listen to are mainly also English and American. So it's we don't only listen to the Swedish artists, but,
right,
you know.
Right.
But I guess like for some of these big Swedish artists who sings in Swedish, it's a lot about the connection with the words, and that's probably why they become popular as well, because you connect through the mother tongue.
Right, right.
But the fun thing is that one of the best lyric writers in Swedish is Dutch, born in Holland.
Yeah,
and it's a second language for him.
Yeah.
I mean. And we never talked about it in our band. As Bjorn said, we listened growing up mostly to American and English stuff, you know. So you get into it. And now for me, it's nice to do both.
Yeah.
Like both channels, because it's different. So.
Yeah. How is it? I mean, is it a kind of a statement to make a record in Swedish when you're known for doing English language songs?
It's just something that happens. It seems like a lot of people do that at some point. You know, either they start with the Swedish and then they go into English, or they start with English and then they do Swedish. It's very common that you, at some point, do both.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, of course, some succeed and some don't succeed, you know, and it's whatever.
Yeah.
So. Let's say it's a commercial move.
Let me try a record that's in a language that only 8 million people speak, as opposed to the 8 billion who listen to the English language.
Yeah.
And you, Bjorn, you worked with Chrissy Hynde on her Stockholm record, which I want to say right off the bat was not in Swedish, but at least it was in Sweden.
Yes, it was in Sweden. Now, she came when we played our last tour, Gimme Some. I saw her in Cleveland. I think she's around from there somewhere.
Yeah, she's from Ohio.
Yeah, and then she just came over. She sort of like came over and wrote the whole album and recorded the whole album in our Ingrid studio in Stockholm.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, oh, I'm going to name the album Stockholm. I'm like, oh, that's a terrible idea. because it's like a scene. It's so cool here. And then actually that's what we aimed to get when we started Ingrid too, to make it sort of more for people that didn't spend like a lot of time writing songs. Even other people would know there's sort of a scene that goes on, because it is. And we play with each other all the time. And Lykke Li and Mike Snow is in that.
Mm-hmm.
And other people too, and like El Perro del Mar, that you had, she was
El Perro del Mar
releasing
was
a record with us too before, and
she was here just a few weeks ago. I did want to ask you guys about Ingrid, because it's not just a studio; it's also a record label, and even more basically, it's kind of like a collective, isn't it? An artist collective.
Yeah, that's the idea. So we can do all kinds of stuff, and there's a designer who's tied in with the project as well, and some filmmakers. So
we looked a little bit on like Factory Records and that stuff, and we looked also like on to Jack White stuff, and you know, LCD Sound System, those DFA things, and
you know, Factory Records in Manchester. I mean, that was kind of the hub for a couple of decades of the culture there in that
clubs
city,
clubs and everything.
The band is Peter, Bjorn, and John, and Peter and Bjorn are here with us on Soundcheck today. We talked about the video for this next song, Dominoes, people acting as human dominoes. The song itself, of course, you know, stands really well on its own, and I can't wait to hear what you're going to do with it here in the studio today. Are you guys just kind of like figuring this out as you go along, or have you done something
before? No, we practiced like half a year for this. So.
No, but it's a bit like Bjorn said, you know, the songs are basically written on guitar or piano, so it's not like, you know, it's just...
You're not reinventing the wheel.
It's almost like going back, rather, you know, to the first version, maybe.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's hear maybe an echo of what the first version of Dominoes sounded like.
Thanks.
With Björn at our piano and Peter strapping on his guitar again. The album by Peter, Björn, and John is called Breaking Point, and this is one of the singles from it. The song is called Dominoes, and this will be another live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. You know, Björn, listening to this song, and I've heard it a number of times on the record, it never would have occurred to me to compare it to something like Watermelon Man, the early hit by Herbie Hancock.
Yeah.
But hearing you at our piano there, the left-hand kind of groove thing, it's like a dead ringer for Watermelon Man.
about Ray Charles, and even like seeing Beck doing his song with Where It's At, whatever. Uh-huh. It's like it's a cool riff for piano, definitely.
Yeah. Well, the new album sounds great. It's called Breaking Point, and I hope John feels better real soon, since you are in the middle of a tour. He doesn't have much choice in the matter,
does he?
Text
me just now. He's great. Feels great now.
Yeah. well, Peter and Björn, who needs John? You guys sounded
you're,
great.
You're John, right?
That's right. Maybe yeah. I should have. I think you're better off without. great to see you guys again.
Thank you so much
Thank
for having
you so
me.
Much. This is Soundcheck.